blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of week again. Episode 48 of Blah Blah Podcast, the only show on the internet that will make you sick and tired of movies and entertainment news, because we have a lot of that this week and every week, maybe some games here or there, but a lot of banter, blah, 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 blah. I am Jason Green, and with me, as always, is Sean Smith.
I am here.
Hey,
What do you want?
I don't know. You called me.
Oh, that's true. I did.
And next to him is Chris Holshue.
You know, it's funny that this is episode 48. That is the exact amount of days my doctor told me I have left to live.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you should, spend the remaining of your time doing this podcast.
Or maybe check out the Weapons X program.
Ooh, good idea.
And next to him, we have Mr. Joe Bo.
I'm not sitting next to anyone. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Well, in a way.
Oh, well, I mean, spiritually, we're all next to each other.
We are, but all the time. And next to him is a new man, a new voice to join this podcast
family.
A Randy Newman, Mr. Mike Franz. Mike, thank you for joining.
Hi, guys. Oh, thanks for having me, Jason. I appreciate it.
No problem. Now, I just want to make something known, ladies and gentlemen. Mike reached out to me. He sent me an email to my Gmail, jgreen89@gmail, jaygreen89@gmail, saying he likes the show and wants to be on. That is something anyone listening can do. So please, Mike, open the floodgates to have more people on the show, because you're a good guy, and I hope you have fun today. And Sean, get that rundown out of your ass and start reading.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the first thing we should start off with was the biggest movie of the year so far that came out that I think most of us saw.
50 Shades of Black.
Oh, you took the words out of my damn mouth.
Deadpool. Deadpool came out this past weekend.
Did.
I know I saw it. Jason, you saw it.
Yes.
Jobo, did you see it?
I did finally get to see it, yes.
Chris, did you see it?
I had to.
You had to?
Yeah, everybody was talking about it, and I knew the spoilers on the internet were coming, so I had to drop what I was doing and see the matinee version.
Chris, it's okay. You can tell them. Someone broke into Chris's house and made him see Deadpool.
Do you see?
He's still here. Don't say that.
Oh, shit. No.
And Mike did not see it, correct?
I have not seen it, unfortunately.
All right. Well, luckily, we will be spoiler-free for our review.
Yes.
So what did you guys think of Deadpool?
Oh, it was amazing.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night, see ya. No, it was... I went in there with very high expectations because the trailers looked great, but my expectations were, like, really blown away because this was just such a fun movie, and it was just, like, it felt like I blinked and it was over. I had such a good time watching it. A-plus is all around. Ryan Reynolds was born to play Deadpool. I mean, if I had to nitpick, I'd say probably my least favorite character was that Negasonic. I don't know, she kind of like just blew up a few times and then
literally
didn't do anything. But Colossus was awesome. Everyone was great. I absolutely love the movie and I really want to see it again. So yeah, that was my opinion.
Jobo?
I thought it was great. I thought this is kind of Fox's answer to Guardians of the Galaxy, but in a more adult way.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought everyone was great. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. I liked that it still felt like it stood on its own two feet, but still felt like it was part of that X-Men universe. At first I was kind of like, oh, you know, they're putting Colossus in here, but he looks nothing like the other, you know, the other actor. They're doing the Russian accent when they didn't in the other movies. Is it going to work? But it totally worked.
Yeah. If you think like you could just think that at the end of Days of Future Past, when they like corrected the timeline. So this is a new timeline, yeah. Colossus. And yeah, did you know that they offered the original actor this role and he turned it down because he would be motion capturing Colossus, but he wouldn't be doing the voice. So
yeah, I can understand why you wouldn't want to do that. Especially because if you felt like you brought that character to life, you know, it was you who did it.
Because he was such a big part of the other movies.
Yeah, but I get it. But it was great. Everything was great. The action was great. The soundtrack was great. The opening was one of the best I've seen in a superhero movie.
The opening title sequence?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, it was made by some douchebags film.
But overall, I give it 5 bags of popcorn, 2 sodas.
Oh,
yes.
Good to know.
Chris? Yeah.
Something you guys haven't touched on, I think it was a very refreshing take on the superhero genre. Lately, we've been seeing a lot of the same, you know? There's like Marvel has its formula, and they kind of stick to it. And DC, who knows what the hell they're doing, but this wasn't it. You know, it's good to have fun in movies, especially superhero movies. We can laugh at the characters, you know, it's lighthearted, it was great. There wasn't a moment, there were serious moments, but there wasn't really high tension. And I enjoyed it nonetheless.
I was surprised with the serious moments, like they worked.
Yeah, they did.
It really worked, like when it was serious.
Yeah, no. Now, Mike, I know you haven't seen it, but you're looking forward to it.
Very much so. And really, it's because of the trailers. It's because of the promotional material. I mean, they've worked really hard to promote this movie. So I am looking forward to it.
Are you a fan of Deadpool beforehand?
Not a big fan of Deadpool. I mean, not to say I'm not a big fan. I just, my younger brother has read more Deadpool comics than I have. And the
Is
only
he 8 years old?
Yeah, he's actually...
Does he need a PG-13 cut?
No. I heard about that. I thought that was very strange. Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah. Now, Mike, are you more of a Marvel, DC, or 20th Century Fox guy?
20th Century Fox isn't a comic book company.
It is now.
It is now, apparently. I like to put my feet in both camps. Spider-Man's one of my favorites. And I love Superman. I enjoy watching Batman movies and reading Batman comics. I mean, I'm for both.
Go both ways, I see.
I do, yes.
Well, speaking of the younger crowd, I know a lot of you guys were talking about how there was young kids in the audience when you guys went to go see it. I didn't see too many young kids during my screening, probably because it was like 10 o'clock at night. But
past their bedtime.
Yeah, but there was a lot of, I mean, the theater was extremely crowded when I went. It was on the Friday. And I feel like there was a lot of people there who have never heard of Deadpool before. And a lot of the jokes just were going completely over their heads. And I was surprised that many people went out not knowing what Deadpool was. And
I sent a picture in the group text. I'll say what it was. So people were hearing it was like a Facebook post, and it was this guy like, well, you know, it was a shame how, you know, 20 minutes into Deadpool, I had to leave because I realized it wasn't suited for a 9-year-old. Well, you live and learn. And someone commented, yeah, you know, they should really do a better job with that. And, you know, making sure that it's clear. And then someone else was like, what, like an R rating?
Like they put those things on there for a reason.
Right. Yeah. And then they have a little description underneath about what's in the movie.
Yeah.
That is the reason why it is rated R.
That's why
violence.
Yeah, that's why me and the MPAA will never get along, because as much as they want to stick their nose in everything, it's the parents' fault for exposing their children to that if they so choose to.
Yeah, I went to the showing. I was in New York City with my girlfriend on Valentine's weekend. We went to see it, and first of all, the theater we saw it at was the Union Square Regal Theater on 14th Street, and dude. That was probably the worst theater I've ever been in. The movie played fine, but the theater wasn't stadium seating, which is I've come to prefer. All the chairs were like level flat. They were like an inch away from each other, so like you had to like suck your leg muscles in to like squeeze through. And the screen for some reason was really high up. It was like towards the ceiling. I guess that was to compensate for the non-stadium seating.
You know what that makes me think of? You ever been to the movie theaters down the shore? They're like very tiny and like, for example, like the exit sign's literally on the screen because it's so small. Like that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, it wasn't really. I mean, I've been to that complex before in a good theater, but that one just wasn't good. But it didn't sully my enjoyment of the movie. It was still amazing. But there were several kids around me. Like there was a family of like four, like look like 11-12 year olds right in front of me, and they were laughing at everything and like, ooh, eating their popcorn. And it was good though.
This reminds me of a lengthy and pointless anecdote about when I was a youngster and the movie Superbad had just come out. And I don't think I was old enough to go see it. But everyone in my school or my class had. They all like, they got their parents to, or they snuck in. And that was like the name of the game was sneak into Superbad. And I feel like this is a similar thing. It's got so much hype, all these Forbidden Fruit type deal. All these kids want to see it because everybody's talking about how awesome it is and they can't. And if they have cool parents, that's whatever. But I think a lot of them try to sneak in.
I think most of them didn't. The parents just didn't know. They saw it's a superhero movie, a guy in a suit, and they figured, oh, you know, it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah, and they saw the R rating, and they're like, R means rad. My kids say rad.
That's what happens really when you like advertise it. Deadpool on the Cartoon Network.
Oh, God. Did they really?
No. Adult Swim.
I mean, one thing I wanted to mention, we were talking about things that, like, Sean, you mentioned about jokes that went over your head. This isn't spoiling anything, but there's, like, they talk a lot about IKEA in the movie, like, have, like, IKEA-related jokes, and I'm, like, the last person who knows anything about IKEA and all, and they were, like, saying all these products. Luckily, my girlfriend knows about them, and she was like, oh, they're talking about this and this. I'm like, that is, like, such an in-joke, but it still, like, works well with the quirkiness of the
whole... Well, it's the fact that Deadpool would argue with a blind woman about IKEA products, like...
But the movie itself made, over 3 days, $132 million.
Wow.
For the weekend. $150 for the four-day, for the holiday weekend. But that's the largest R-rating opening ever. And the next...
That's really cool.
Yeah, the closest one to it was The Matrix Reloaded, if you guys remember that one.
Oh yeah,
that made $91 million, but it was the largest February opening also ever.
So, Shades of Grey, another R-rated one, right?
Yes, that actually I think that made like $80 million when it came out. But that's a lot of money, guys. And I assume this is going to start some sort of trend now.
Oh yeah, God, DC fires back by making an R-rated Lobo movie. That would be insane. Lobo is awesome.
Don't you think maybe they're kicking themselves for not making Suicide Squad rated R?
Probably yeah, no. I never thought about that. That's a really good point.
Because
I think... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because they already said it's going to be PG-13, and clearly it could be R.
Yeah, with these type of people, definitely. I think like every comic book movie should be rated R, even Howard the Duck.
Well, no. No,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, I would counteract that point by saying don't be R just for the sake of being R.
Exactly.
Deadpool is clearly a rated R character.
Yeah. You know,
was The Watchmen rated R?
It was. But that needed to be, though.
Yeah, exactly. It needed to be. But you don't need to make an R-rated Batman movie because Batman can totally be PG-13.
Unless you're doing
Dark Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're doing, like, Killing Joke, like, live, that should be rated R.
But it's not like the character needs to be, you know, you can't show this to children.
The Punisher movies that came out, they were all rated R because they needed to be.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, he looks awesome in the new Daredevil trailer.
Yeah.
Woo!
I've not seen this yet.
Oh, I thought more of you have. Well, anyway, Sean, what's next?
Jason, you were bringing this up before we started recording. Since, you know, Deadpool is rated R and made a ton of money, apparently they're saying that the third and probably final Wolverine movie will also be rated R.
Man, I really hope that article I read wasn't fake, but it did say Fox confirms it, but only time will tell. But the X-Men Origins Wolverine video game for PS3 was bloody and amazing, and I just want that translated to the screen.
Well, I mean, the last Wolverine movie, I think I made a joke about this, they had two cuts. They had the regular cut and they had the R cut, which they just added CGI blood into. So
damn.
It's not like they can't do that with the Wolverine movie. I think they originally wanted it to be rated R, but they were like, maybe we shouldn't.
Well, now they will. And I want Hugh Jackman just to like call someone a fuckface and then put his claws through his head.
Here's why I'm kind of half and half with Wolverine being rated R, is that Wolverine reaches a wider audience than Deadpool. And you were saying, you know, this character doesn't need to be rated R. I don't think Wolverine needs to be rated R.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I mean, if it is rated R, cool. You know, I'm still going to go see it. But if this is going to be Hugh Jackman's last X-Men movie, then you're going to turn away a lot of people who want to see Wolverine.
Right. But
for one last time.
If Deadpool showed us anything, people are going to go regardless whether they're 6 years old, 10 years old. You know.
Yeah.
I'd like to argue that point and say that I hope that the studio doesn't make it rated R, just because Deadpool did well.
That's exactly why they're going to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's extraneous and that never turns out. Then we'll have a R-rated Fantastic Four movie, and who wants that?
Oh,
well,
I do.
I mean, here. No. That,
yeah. Mike, what do you think of Wolverine and all this R stuff? Wolverine.
Wolverine. Well, I don't know. I agree with Joe. I feel like the character as portrayed by Hugh Jackman has gotten so popular that people will flock to a Wolverine movie, especially if it's his last one. And about the point of it being R. I mean, he's gotten away with things in PG-13. Like, he got to say the word fuck in a movie.
You only get one.
As PG-13. And yeah, sorry. I don't know if this is explicit or not.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
Oh, no. I was talking about the PG-13. You only get one fuck.
Yeah. So he's gotten away with that before. He got away with showing his bare naked butt as well. So you never know. I mean, they could get away with one or two things in a PG-13 and still have a good movie.
What did you guys think of The Wolverine? I was so-so on it.
I thought it was okay. It wasn't bad. The good stuff was really good, but, you know.
I enjoyed it.
Climax.
I have it on DVD.
I did not understand, however, when the adamantium got sucked out of him and he reverted back to the bone claws. They never explained how he got his adamantium back in between that and Days of Future Past. I'm not sure. Those are two.
Doesn't matter. Retcon.
Exactly.
I see the Rogue cut still at Target. And I kind of want to buy it because I feel like that was the scene that was cut from the movie that explained, you know, because the
I think it was a couple scenes, actually.
Yeah. Well, there's kind of the explanation that Fox gave is that Magneto had something to do with it. And I feel like that was cut from it. Why Xavier is Alive was cut from it.
Yeah.
I want to see this now.
I have the Rogue cut. I haven't watched it yet, but I know what you're talking about.
You want to watch it together and, like, you know, have a bowl of popcorn and, like, you know. Hold hands.
Sure.
If we have to, I guess.
Only if we can have buttered popcorn.
Yes, buttered toast, man.
Well, that won't take long.
But and buttered to answer hands. Your question, Jason, I thought Wolverine was okay. I give it 5 bags of popcorn, 2 sodas.
That's a pretty good review.
Yeah.
You have to keep in mind, though, sorry, Jason.
It's fine.
Is the subject matter for the third Wolverine movie. It's supposed to be Old Man Logan, which I don't know if you guys have read that story.
Dude, I don't know how they're going to do that because it involves, like, in the comic vaults, like Spider-Man and, like, all these other things that Fox doesn't have the right to.
In interviews, I heard them saying that they can replace all the Marvel characters with X-Men characters. Again, there's thousands. Like, instead of Spider-Man, use Marrow. Or instead of Hawkeye driving the car, it's Cyclops, you know?
Yeah. No,
I'd like to see Sabretooth back.
Yeah, I liked, what was it?
B.F.
Shriver.
Yeah, he's good. Who played him in the original?
Wasn't it Tyler Mayne?
It was Tyler Idea.
He looked like Triple H.
He was a professional wrestler.
Oh, well, get him back.
Why. He also, he played Michael Myers in the Rob Zombie remakes.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, okay. Well,
Triple H was in Blade 3.
Trinity, yes.
Yeah.
So he is. He was in a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And if they're gonna remake, and he was going to be Thor.
Was he?
Triple H was going to be Thor?
Yeah, before the MCU when they were trying to get the whole... they were trying to make a Thor movie like right after Iron Man and people were like trying to figure out who was going to be cast as Thor and one of the names thrown out was Triple H.
Well, he's got the look. Do you think he would have spit water in Loki's face and gave him the pedigree?
Yeah, he would have.
The two things I just want to point out. One thing is they should have Clint Eastwood play Old Man Logan. Second thing is, if they're not going to do an R-rated Wolverine this time, when eventually they recast Wolverine, reintroduce him, that's when they should make him R. Like, if they reintroduce him with Tom Hardy, give him the yellow suit, make it R, make it, I don't know, just some other Wolverine story. There's dozens of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, any final thoughts on this topic?
Go see Old Deadpool.
See Deadpool. Old Man Logan is a really bloody movie concept.
All right, Sean, what's next?
All right. Guys, I tried to get us away from Star Wars news, but it just kept coming back.
You did not.
Yes.
Guys, Star Wars Episode 8 is already filming right now as we speak.
That's awesome.
What is Star Wars?
Well,
get out of here, Joe.
We have to ask friend of the show, George Lucas. He can tell us what Star Wars is.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get him on the line someday.
Yeah, we'll reach out to him.
But yeah, no, episode 8 started filming, and they had a video that they posted online, and it actually showed footage from the movie that they were shooting. I was amazed that they showed more footage so far from Star Wars Episode 8, which doesn't come out till December of next year, than we have seen of this new Ghostbusters movie.
That is a good ass. Holy shit, Sean.
Wow.
You're a smart motherfucker.
Thank you, Robot Jason.
That is a great point.
Yeah, I actually posted on Facebook the teaser for the trailer for Ghostbusters that's coming 3 weeks away.
A teaser for a trailer for 3 weeks away.
Now, two things. The teaser trailer, which you can all, I'll post in a little chat right here, which you can all look at, looks like a fan-made trailer. It looks like, looks like something like I can go out on my iPhone and film. But it looks fan-made. And, I'm trying to find it. Yeah, we haven't seen anything, and I thought it came out next year.
No, that's it comes out in 5 months.
I'm not really paying attention to this movie too much, but like I thought this was coming out next year. That's why we haven't seen anything. But it's coming out in, what did you say, 5 months, Sean?
Yeah, July.
That's like we get trailers for the Suicide Squad 13 mm-hmm. months before that comes out.
I know, but it's insane.
Understand the fundamental problem,
that,
right?
Though.
Well, listen. I'm the first person who will tell you I don't like seeing certain trailers or the trailers give away too much before the movie starts. But I need something like even if it's just like a small teaser of
like
something.
A teaser.
That's all I need. Something.
Usually the teaser of the trailer comes out like the week that the trailer's coming out. Like the teaser will come out on Monday and it'll show like 3 or 4 shots and it's like in 2 days see the trailer.
Mm-hmm, not 3 weeks.
Morning America.
You know why the movie's on hold, right? Or why it's slow?
Mm.
What's the most famous part of Ghostbusters? The Ghostbusters song.
Bill Murray.
Good, right, Jason. The Ghostbusters song. So, you know, who are you going to call? Nobody uses phones anymore. It's all on Twitter. They got to rework the song. It's taken forever.
That makes sense.
At hashtag Ghostbusters. It doesn't fit.
Oh, you know the Ghostbusters are going to have like a Twitter account in the movie. And it's like, tweet at Ghostbusters with a Z.
Hashtag power.
Now, Mike, you said you actually like this kind of strategy.
I do. I think it reminds me of Star Wars, actually, how they tried to keep, you know, as little from escaping as possible. And I feel like if we saw more footage at this point, it might ruin the movie.
Yes, but Star Wars was able to put out 3 trailers and show no story elements.
Well, it's Star Wars, though. I mean, I feel like everybody was waiting for that. Whereas, I mean, Ghostbusters, I feel like that's a maybe more selective fan base than Star Wars. I mean, it's popular, I agree, but I feel like the fan base is not as high as Star Wars. And you, please, feel free to disagree.
I don't know how I feel on this, because I've just never been a big Ghostbusters fan.
I just don't care. I don't care.
Ghostbusters appeals 50% to ghost enthusiasts and 50% to extermination enthusiasts. And where do I fit in there? Nowhere.
And it also appeals to everyone in Corey in the house, because he kept calling them all a busta. So,
and Chris Hemsworth's glasses.
He's basically playing Annie Potts, right, in the movie?
Yeah, like the sexy male version.
It's bizarro Ghostbusters. That's what this is.
That's gonna be fun, though. That's gonna be fun.
I saw a thing. It was like Chris Hemsworth is going full nerd in Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 3, and then there was like a comment like he's just wearing glasses.
Yeah, no, pretty much. I bet he's still gonna be in a tight dress shirt and pants. It's just gonna be the glasses, really.
It's better than that Family Vacation movie he was in where his dick got top billing like over his own name.
Oh, dear.
It's like, and featuring Chris Hemsworth's dick in pants.
Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
What if Triple H was playing this character, or he was in the running to play this character?
Triple H should play just the giant monster that's terrorizing the town.
Yeah.
Now, this movie, though, like I know I've heard this before, but I kind of forgot because I don't care. But it doesn't have anything to do with the other Ghostbusters, right?
We don't know.
Oh,
not sure.
It's probably going to do like a Star Trek 2009 where it splits the timeline and they all turn
out the comes back and says, like, you have to look out. The Romulans are coming.
Yeah. And it says, like, oh, here's Khan. And they're like, what?
Should we know who he is?
Yeah. Khan!
But anyway, so we were talking about Star Wars before we went on that little diatribe there.
Talking about Star Wars.
But they announced all the actors who will be in the movie. And it's pretty much everyone from Episode 7 minus one person. Is it safe? Are we out of spoiler territory? Can we finally say it?
Mike, you saw Star Wars?
Oh, 4 times.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
What's up?
Jar Jar Binks.
Ooh. Jar Jar.
Yeah, Sean, you can spoil whatever the
hell. Okay, Harrison Ford will not be back.
Yes.
Okay.
In case you didn't know. They're adding Benicio del Toro. He's supposedly playing a villain.
Interesting.
Who the Wolfman.
What? And Laura Dern. So
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Do you think she'll like yell and like scream at things that are coming at her?
I know it's a different character, but maybe she has a thing for Jell-O.
Is she the one from the first Jurassic Park movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like with Sam Neill.
Wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they married? They're not married in that movie, right? Are
they? I thought they were. I just saw Jurassic Park.
Sam they Neill. Wanted. I know they wanted kids. So.
Oh, that's a safe bet to say they're married.
Thanks, Spielberg.
There should be like a space raptor that like haunts her in a kitchen or something.
Don't give them ideas for the next one.
Well, they're not together in Jurassic Park 3, so
it's complicated.
Yeah. Alan.
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 All right. Moving on. We diverged from Star Wars news, so we're good. We're good.
That's
for
the shortest
week.
Time we've ever talked about Star Wars.
We talked more about Ghostbusters than we did Star Wars.
Oh, I could
Let's
talk
start
more
this episode
about
again.
Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. Boston
makes me feel good.
All right. Let's go into some Batman and Superman. I have a just a short news story here. Apparently, the running time for the movie has reportedly been leaked online. Anyone want to take a guess at how long this movie is?
500 minutes.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
525,600 minutes.
Okay, I only heard one realistic guess there, so I'm going to go with that one. It's actually higher. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. With previews, we're like watching like Gods and Generals or some shit.
It's Ben-Hur. Oh, wow.
It's going to be the Fellowship of the Ring all over again.
Just to put it in comparison, Man of Steel was 2 hours 28 minutes. Okay. But Dark Knight Rises was 2 hours 44 minutes. So it's not as long as Rises was.
Well, they need the extra, like, what, half hour for Jesse Eisenberg to, like, bring people together.
They need an hour for each villain. That's what they need.
Did you guys see that Super Bowl promo of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it better than the two trailers ago.
Yeah, he was actually more believable on that as Lex Luthor than anything I've seen thus far.
I feel like somebody just told him to take it down a notch and like actually just sit there and restrain himself.
Oh, it's coming back up. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
he's going to start monologuing.
I'd prefer the edited trailer with all the goofy stuff.
Yeah, that was the best. Oh, Mike, we'll show you. We'll send you the link. This guy like re-edited that one Batman Superman trailer and like put all like this like goofy ass shit in there. Like Jesse Eisenberg's like chopping wood with his hands, shoots Clark Kent in the head. It's like I can't even explain it. You just have to see it. It's
definitely
fun. But Danny Trejo's Wonder Woman. But
he's
holding a pizza. But so it's what is it? 4 hours, Sean.
Yes, it is 10 hours long.
Okay. And let's aside real quick. We were talking about an article we saw about this guy. What was his last name? Weenie? Something like that?
Wiener.
Weenie.
Jason?
Yeah. Jason?
They got him. They got him.
God.
Jason!
Oh, no.
He heard him talk about him.
Sorry.
So, Sean, I just want to do a quick aside here about Batman vs. Superman. I sent you all an article before about this guy... Hit Fix film reporter named Drew McWeenie said
it's impossible
last long. But no, this gentleman was talking about his scare, his like worry about Batman vs. Superman, how he doesn't think the film's going to be good, and that Warner Brothers is going to have to like scramble to like reorganize their film hero lineup.
I disagree. I think they're set on their ways. They put everything in place, and the only way that something like that could happen is if Batman versus Superman makes like $100, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree. What do you guys
think? Like for that to happen?
I think film reviewers alone is going to be well over $100.
Mike, what do you think? Like, do you think the movie's going to fail, sell, or what?
I think it's popular demand. Both Batman and Superman are very popular comic book characters who have had their own respective movies, and so putting them both in the same movie I think regardless of the premise is going to draw people in. And yeah, even if they don't like it at the end, I mean, there's still the box office sales are still going to be, I think, pretty high.
Yeah, I agree. I am cautiously optimistic. I really want this movie to do good, but I don't know.
Me too.
I'm like, I don't really like Zack Snyder as a director. The only movie he did that I really liked was 300, to be perfectly honest. Oh, and Dawn of the Dead, if you want to count that.
How about Sucker Punch?
No.
Oh, God, no.
What about the Owls movie?
The Guardians of Ga'Hoole?
Yeah, Ga'Hoole.
I enjoyed Man of Steel.
Yeah, it was okay. Like, Man of Steel was more disappointing to me. I remember going in that movie with the highest of expectations because that those trailers just made me, like, cry. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was just walking away like, ugh. I don't know, man. I kind of hope they just get a different director for Justice League. You know,
I had the exact opposite effect, Jason. I went into Man of Steel thinking it was a biopic about Stalin. And then when I found out that Stalin could fly and fight General Zod, I was really impressed.
Chris, you're an interesting character. That's why we have you around.
Thanks, I guess.
Anybody else want to comment on this? Sean, anybody? You know?
If we're talking Zack Snyder, you guys forgot to mention Watchmen. I thought that was as good as it could have been.
That was okay.
It's a hard thing to translate, you know? There's so much going on, and I think what we got was good.
I think some of the changes that were made were necessary. I don't think we needed a giant squid in New York City.
Says who?
Me, I said so.
All right, Vince McMahon. It's my show, damn it.
All right, so let's move it on. Jason, I know you're going to like this news.
Ooh, is it McWeenie?
It is not. It is not McWeenie. Johnny Depp has signed on to play the Invisible Man in the Universal remake of the 1933 classic.
I mean,
that's what they start with.
That's based on the novel, right?
Well, Chris, they're not starting with the Invisible Man. They're starting with the Mummy, being Tom Cruise.
Mm. Oh God.
But Johnny Depp being the Invisible Man will be the second one in this new Universal Monsters universe, whatever you want to call it.
His other performances recent performances have been pretty shallow. So,
well, wouldn't it be Hollow Man?
You just took the joke right out of my mouth, you bastard. So guys, can we just like for a second recast or just cast the rest of this new film universe? I want Brad Garrett as Frankenstein.
Yes.
Probably absolutely. Danny DeVito as the Wolfman. Let's see, who else am I missing? Who should be Bride of Frankenstein?
Probably Jennifer Lawrence is probably going to be like the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
what about Dracula?
Dracula? Michael Shannon.
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah.
Can we get Jerry Seinfeld in there somewhere?
Yeah, he'll be Dorian Gray.
Wait, they need a Van Helsing, right?
There you go.
Bernie Sanders is Van Helsing.
Oh, good.
Who?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. I think we just did Universal a big favor, so you're welcome.
Yeah, I expect the check in the mail.
Yeah, now what do you guys think of the Johnny Depp though, seriously?
Sure, why not?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, if he's invisible, it really doesn't matter at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's only going to show up for like 2 days of work, and then he's just going to be CGI for the rest of the time.
He's basically a voice actor.
Yeah.
They should just like make him Rango. That was like his best role ever.
I heard Rango was pretty good.
Dude, Rango was amazing. I think it's on Netflix. You should check it out.
I will.
I'm like a sucker for Westerns, and Rango was a surprisingly good Western film.
Nice.
But yeah, Johnny Depp, I mean, it's a safe choice. I mean, you know, people like Johnny Depp, the hot topic teens like Johnny
Depp.
He's
not as big of a box office attraction as he used to be.
No,
yeah,
I agree.
But they want to appeal to Hot Topic people. That's why Tom Cruise is the Mummy.
Does Tom Cruise appeal to Hot Topic people?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. The Hot Topic people are now like kind of this weird quasi mix between like metalheads and nerds.
And Scientologists, apparently.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Wait, does that mean like Will Smith will be one of the monsters?
No, just Jaden.
Oh. Oh, I see.
He's gonna be Van Helsing.
Oh boy.
Van Helsing 50 years younger.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Here's my complaint is that like Bela Lugosi and who else was in horror movies?
Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney, they were not good-looking guys. They're pretty ugly, actually. Mm-hmm. And I think it really doesn't matter because these days you can do anything with motion capture and CG, but I don't think all the monsters should be these like hot teen idols, you know?
No. Yeah, I agree.
That's why you get Brad Garrett as Frankenstein. Boom!
Exactly.
Mission accomplished.
Brad Garrett is Frankenstein, and Ray Romano is his like Frankenstein brother. Like he'll write a.
No, he'll be Dr. Frankenstein.
Right? No, Igor. That's
Ray
it's alive.
It's alive, Deb.
Wait, Mike, do you like any of those Universal monsters at all?
I mean, I like Frankenstein. I think he's cool.
He was good in The Monsters. That was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
No one. Okay,
no,
John, move on.
Not really.
Okay.
Speaking of Universal, they also announced that the release dates for the next Fast and Furious movies, all 8, 9, and 10 of them.
Oh, wow.
The 8th one, the next one, will be April of next year, while 9 and 10 will be in April of 2019 and 2021.
Are those cool. two going to be like Fast and the Furious Final Chapter Part 1 and 2?
I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but they don't usually give them other than Tokyo Drift, they never really had a subtitle to them.
Well, Fast 9, 8, 9, 10. Now, they're going to be in New York City. Now, I'm sure we've all been to New York City, and you know how tight the roads are. Oh, how the gosh. Hell are they going to race?
Well, see, The Rock is going to come out, and he's going to move all the cars himself.
Okay.
And they're going to clear away, and then they're going to race, and then steal a giant tank.
Mm. I think Universal is writing this movie right now as you're talking, Sean.
They probably are. Like, you're joking, but they probably are.
I really liked Fast, what was it, 7, the most recent one?
Yes.
It was a good movie.
Furious 7. Sometimes they drop the Fast and or Furious.
Kurt Russell was the best part.
Kurt Russell's the best part of everything.
Like Hateful mm-hmm. Eight? Mm. Love me some Kurt Russell.
But they also announced that Charlize Theron will be the villain in the 8th movie.
What?
Yeah, Furiosa. She's going to be the villain.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I like that. I just hope a circular object doesn't roll towards her where she can't just run to the side. It's my Prometheus joke.
I got it, Jason. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I didn't see that movie because I have taste.
Oh, you know, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You know, Joe, I have it if you want to borrow it. If you want to.
No, I'm quite all right. Thank you.
And the movie, the 8th one at least, is going to be directed by F. Gary Gray, who directed Straight Outta Compton. So
this one should be called Straight Outta Gas.
No,
the whole movie they have to walk.
Could you imagine that they make a Fast and Furious movie with no cars?
Wow,
how ambitious would that be?
Watch that.
Isn't that the whole premise of those movies? Is that they
yes, it is
race cars. Okay,
they drive cars out of planes and then
they use hoverboards instead.
Hoverboards,
like the cool ones, like the shitty ones that are popular now with the two wheels and people fall on them all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
oh yeah,
like the one that Mike Tyson fell off of.
Yeah,
yeah, and it got like a million hits on like what Twitter, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But dude, the movies aren't even about racing anymore. They're just about like heists now. They became heist movies in the 5th one, and then it stayed that way ever since.
The first one kind of had that heist element in it. Like, there's always like a reason why they have to like enter this race. It's like to find the guy who's stealing goods.
I will say though, if you told me back in 2002 or whatever it was, that when the first Fast and Furious movie came out, and you said this is going to be the next franchise where 10 spin-off movies come out, I would have told you you were insane.
Dude, I completely fucking agree with you. I never in my life. I remember like when these came out 10 years ago, I'm like, this looks dumb.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yeah, they came out with the sequel, and I'm like, why would they make a sequel to this?
Did you guys ever like pick up on the overarching plot of the Fast and the Furious?
No, I didn't even know they had a plot.
Yeah, it's Vin Diesel's transformation into a Mr. Potato Head.
I thought you were going to say a giant tree.
Every movie, his head gets a little bit bigger, a little more brown, and a little more plasticky.
So is he going to, in the last movie, is it going to be played by Don Rickles?
Yeah, and it will just be a CG Mr. Potato Head, and he has to save Mrs. Potato Head from like a burning car or something.
Is that
about to be roasted.
Is that who Charlize Theron's playing?
Mrs. Potato Head.
Sure. And that guy who played Rex in Toy Story can be the car.
Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah. It all comes full circle.
The Fast and the Toys.
You know, one of these days we got to get him on this show.
Wallace Shawn?
What else is he doing?
Yeah, you're right. What else is he doing? Is he just voicing more Pixar characters?
Drinking poison on a mountain, yelling.
I heard he lives in New York City. We're close to New York City. Can we just go into his house?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll bring the tape recorder.
Okay, cool.
And it'll be fun. It'll be good.
You can talk to him through the jail, through our one phone call we get.
Tap the phone.
But, needs a lawyer.
Yeah, closing out this Fast and the Furious thing, I will say, I don't know why I just couldn't take Vin Diesel's dialogue in the last movie. He spoke so weirdly. He sounded like Facebook status.
You call that dialogue?
I don't know what I call it. I call it words.
It's just grunts and then random words just come out. You can't make out what he says.
Ugh, family. Ugh. All right, what's next?
All right, we're going into miscellaneous.
What the fuck?
Right in my ass.
Hello, my name is President Barack Obama, and I'd like to know if the intro just played.
I like how Evan's always asking if the intro's played.
I know. You know, it's funny. He asked that once, but we just have never let him live it down.
No, he did it like two or three times.
It's been a couple, yeah.
Well, he's just weird then.
All right. We got
he's not here to defend himself.
So has the intro played?
Yes, it did. Now, if you were paying attention... You would
you
have heard
officially
that,
one of us.
You would have heard that the intro has played. all right. We got two stories here. First story. A man in Spain reportedly skipped work for over 6 years until being recently caught. He was getting paid for the last 6 years and never showed up to work.
Wow.
Sean, I have a question for you regarding that story.
Uh-huh.
What was this man's job?
Okay, well, his name was Joaquin Garcia, and Joaquin he was a building supervisor, and he was making $42,000 a year and never showed up to work for the last 6 years.
That's my dream.
Wow.
Apparently, people around the office were wondering if he had retired or died, but he kept showing up on the company's payroll, and it wasn't until... they honored him with an award for his 20 years of loyal service to the company that they figured out that he was ditching work for the last 6 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
How do you get away with that? That's my question.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the company's probably just run by a bunch of knuckleheads. Mm-hmm. Second of all, this guy should be cast as the Invisible Man. Yeah. Third of all, what do you guys think?
Good. That guy's my hero.
We got to figure out a way to do this.
That company just has such poor infrastructure.
Well, my question... No, go ahead.
No, you don't notice that one of your workers has been missing for 6 years and is still on the payroll?
Well, my question is, apparently he's a building supervisor. Are these buildings okay? Like, have they been supervised?
Look, Sean, let me let you in a little secret. Be it Spain or the United States or probably anywhere else, building supervisors don't do shit anyway.
They just look at it and go, okay.
Good enough. They take a bribe and go home.
Daredevil explained that very, very clearly.
He did, and he beat him up.
I have worked on enough houses where the studs aren't 16 inches apart that it's ridiculous. There's all kinds of problems in all houses, and no one actually does anything about it.
Chris and I lived in a house where we found out, like, towards the end of our tenure there was mold the entire time
right under my bed.
So
oh god,
yuck.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Well, anyway, this guy Joaquin, his punishment's not going to be too severe. He only has to pay a $30,000 fine, but you figure, you know, making 42 grand over 6 years, he could probably afford that.
Yeah,
for doing not, nothing, right?
Yeah. I don't see. And he was probably getting benefits and everything, so he'll be
fine.
I want to meet this man. Ask him a lot of questions.
All right. And our next story in miscellaneous. Jason, you're going to like this one, too. European businessman recently purchased the photograph of a potato for $1 million.
Did you say I'm gonna like this because when I was a kid, I made a home video where I was friends with a potato? Did I tell you guys that?
What?
No,
oh, that's cool.
Okay, well,
go on.
Let's backtrack to the good year of, I think it was 2003. My dad went to film school. Just a quick aside, he was made movies for a while, and when he discovered iMovie, he's like, "Oh shit, I want to make movies again." So when I was a kid, he had the bright idea. This is on YouTube. I can show you guys. But there's a video of me out there where my dad's the narrator, and he's just like, all I wanted when I was a kid. I play my dad as a kid, and he's just like, all I wanted was a pet when I was a kid. So my mom in the movie gives me a potato, and I'm friends with the potato the entire film. I go to the park with the potato. I visit my dead relative with the potato. I eat with the potato. It was a great movie.
There should have been a point where you're eating like French fries and you look at potato and you go, oh.
You motherfucker, I was just going to get to that.
Oh.
No, that's not how it ended, but that's how I wanted it to end.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought, Sean, you saw that video, but there's a video of me out there with a, I'm friends with a potato, and they grew up to be Vin Diesel. And yeah, where was this going? What were you talking about?
Okay, so there's a guy, a European businessman, who bought a photograph of a potato for $1 million.
Now, did Vin Diesel sign this picture of himself?
No, he did not. The portrait, which is titled Potato Number 345, was taken by celebrity photographer Kevin
Smith.
Abosh, I think is how you say it.
McWeeny.
But the photo itself is, it's just a potato on a black background. That's literally all it is.
This reminds me of when people like put pieces of toast that look like Jesus on eBay.
Mm-hmm. It's similar.
Well, I think aren't there toasters that do that though, that make the faces, and then that's why it looks like Jesus.
I know there's the Star Wars toaster, the Darth Vader toaster. That
there's a Bernie Sanders one. It burns your toast.
Is there?
Oh gosh, yes.
Oh.
And it's programmed with his voice too.
My toaster just makes pictures of potatoes.
Is there a Hillary toaster that when you put the toast in, it tells you it's actually a bagel?
No. Maybe. So do you guys like potatoes?
I'm a fan.
I prefer them mashed.
Yeah, I like French fries. What about you, Mike? Are you a potato guy?
I do. I like potatoes. I like I actually like mashed potatoes, believe it or not.
Ah, well.
Yeah. I like whipping them up by hand.
Mmm. That sounds delicious.
That sounds raunchy.
It's very good. It's with truffle oil too, if you ever get the chance.
That sounds
mix
exotic.
Truffle oil in and hand feed it.
Why, what's up?
Can we do like a sequel to the potato movie and it's like you 20 years later with the potato?
I would love nothing more because what I'm about to tell you can never leave this podcast. That goes for you, listeners. But when my dad rediscovered iMovie and he was making a bunch of silly movies, he made a this is on YouTube, called My Dad, My Hero. He made a movie with him in a dress where he was a cross-dresser. And it ended with him – I was like 10 at the time. It ended with him giving me a dress. And I always wanted to do a sequel 20 years later where my dad's in a retirement home and I'm going in wearing a dress. So, yes, we could do a sequel to the potato movie.
That'd be fun.
Isn't that just Ace Ventura?
What?
Doesn't that happen in Ace Ventura? He wears the dress in the retirement home?
The first or second one?
First one.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that in years.
Well, I was thinking with the potato movie, like you and the potato are like college roommates and like you walk in on the potato like fucking your girlfriend or something.
All right, we could go with that script, or you could do my idea where we just rip off that movie where Tom Hanks is on the island, The Outcast.
Castaway.
Whatever.
We can do both in one.
And you just call him Wilson the whole time, and then he drifts away. Spoilers.
I'll find the potato video, and I'll show you guys. It's pretty funny for something that's like 3 minutes long. But yeah, you know that we can actually, let's do that. Like, I'm dead serious. All we need, the budget is the budget of a potato.
Well, we need a couple potatoes just in case.
And a script.
Stunt-tato.
What were we talking about again? I got a
picture of a potato for $1 million.
The picture. Yeah. I sent it to you guys in the message thing.
Oh my god, that looks like my potato, guys. No.
For $1 million, I'll take a picture of a potato. I'll even like take a picture of my nuts with the potato if that helps.
The beauty in this picture, it's not even the most perfect potato. It's got like ridges, it's got lumps.
Well,
it's got craters.
Joe,
it's got
art isn't perfect. Art is
Well, that's what makes this beautiful. It's that it's not the perfect potato. It's the normal potato.
Chris, would you fuck the potato for $1 million?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can quote me on that, sir.
I'm going to put that in the episode description. Chris will fuck this potato.
All right, let's get into a game, guys. Woo-hoo!
It's game time.
Game time.
Now, Joe, you are going to play the Spider-Man game, Spider-Man name game with us, correct?
Yes, I am.
Go over the rules real quick for any new listeners.
Gonna name a name, a villain, and you're there. These clowns and Mike are gonna have to guess if it's a Batman villain or a Spider-Man villain. So just to know where we all stand right now, Jason, Sean, and Benny are all tied in total with 4 points. Chris has one. Evan has none.
Mike's the newcomer, and if anyone's listening and they're like, who are those names that Joe just mentioned? Benny and Evan are two other hosts who are not here today. They will be on, I don't know, whenever, next week or whatever. Okay, so let's get the ball rolling, Joe.
All right. We're going to start with Chris. Chris, are you ready?
Oh, toss up there.
Yes.
Yeah, change it around. All right, Chris. The human fly.
Spider-Man, final answer.
You're correct. Human fly is a Spider-Man villain.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Woo. Suck on that, Evan.
All right, Mike, we're going to go to you now. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. The Eraser.
Okay. Batman villain, final answer.
Mike gets a point. He is a Batman villain.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Isn't that who Arnold Schwarzenegger played in the movie?
Oh, no. Didn't he play Mr. Freeze?
That was Ice Cream Man.
Oh.
No, he was Mr. White Christmas.
He was.
Mr. Snow.
Yeah. Da 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 da.
All right, Jason, you ready? Ubu.
Oh, Batman. That's Ra's al Ghul's helper.
You are correct.
Wow.
Nice.
I thought you were trying to call an Uber.
Does he get like a bonus point for knowing who it is?
No, he doesn't get a bonus point. Life doesn't work like that.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Only.
All right. Sean, you ready?
I am ready, yes.
The Hypno Hustler.
What?
It's my favorite magazine.
The Hypno Hustler.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Spider-Man?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Good thing you stuck with it because it's a Spider-Man villain.
Ooh. Ah. Suck on that, Evan.
Every day he's hustling.
All right. Chris, are you ready?
Yes.
The Peter Pan Killer.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's got to be Batman.
You're right. It is a Batman villain. You guys are doing really good this round. No one's got any fun.
Evan's not here.
Yeah, you know, good vibes, good people, good friends.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Typeface.
What type of face?
Typeface.
Typeface.
Times New Roman.
Times New Roman typeface. Batman villain. Final answer.
I'm sorry, Mike. You're wrong. It's a Spider-Man villain.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, you have more than Evan, so that's good.
You do have more than Evan.
No, everybody's going to be wrong sometime.
Evan all the time.
Wrong all the time.
Unless you're Evan.
Yeah. All right, Jason. Are you ready? The Grizzly.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Grizzly. Jeez, this is tough. It could go either way. I'm going to say Spider-Man.
You're right. He is a Spider-Man villain.
No,
he was also the villain in the Spider-Man Stephen Colbert crossover.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
I figured that might be like one of the names of Mr. Freeze's polar bears.
Didn't the grizzly have like a really ridiculous looking costume?
Yeah, he's got like a bear costume, but like his head sticks out of the mask. Well, what he's really dumb. Interesting. All right. Sean, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Prowler.
Like the Prowler, like the horror movie?
Yes, the Prowler.
I'm going to go Spider-Man. Spider-Man's hot. I'm going to go Spider-Man.
He's hot, yeah.
All right. Well, which version's hot? The Tobey Maguire or the Andrew Garfield version?
I'll take both.
At the same time.
Yes.
Sean, you're correct. He is a Spider-Man villain.
Woo!
And he is hot.
And he is hot.
Yep.
All right, we're going to do one more round. You guys ready?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
All right, Chris.
I'm going to bloom.
Jackanapes.
Jack and apes.
Jack and apes.
Sounds like a drink.
I'm going to say Batman.
You're right. He is a Batman villain.
Three,
wow.
Three.
Guys.
Nice.
I'd like to order a Jackanapes.
Shake it or stir it.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, you ready?
I'm ready.
Looter.
Can you use it in a sentence?
like
the looter.
Looter? Like someone who puts garbage on the ground?
I looted the store.
Okay. Baltimore.
Okay. Makes sense. All right.
Captain Baltimore.
Captain Baltimore. I'm going to go with Batman villain.
Mike, my boy, I'm sorry. He is a Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? Oh. Gosh, I claim to be a Spider-Man fan, but apparently I don't know my Spider-Man villains.
But you know more
so
than
much
Evan.
To learn.
Yeah, Mike, just look on the plus side. You could have no points.
That's true.
All right, Jason, are you ready?
Yes.
Kite Man.
Whoa, hold on. We're not going to use that language.
Kite
Man. I feel like I've seen this before.
This is one I actually know.
I'm gonna say Batman.
He is a Batman villain.
Holy shit!
Yeah, one of the worst Batman villains.
All right, Sean, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. Give it to me right now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Margie.
Oh all yeah. Right.
The Enforcers.
Wait, there's more than one?
Yep, this is a team.
Or the new stable from NXT.
The Enforcers.
I'm going to go. You know what? Spider-Man's been good for me, so I'm going to keep going Spider-Man.
Final answer?
Yes.
All right, he is a Spider-Man villain.
Nice.
Ooh. Fun good fact. Isn't one of
bonus point if I name any of the names.
All right, so we got a three-way tie right now between Chris, Jason, and Sean. On my list here, I only have two more names.
Oh, how are we going to do this?
Hang on. I'm just going
to
Google
the
death?
Name.
Fight in the mud for my
we all have to take on the Sinister Six, and whoever survives gets to answer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Not for us.
Oh, not for you guys, but... For me, yeah. That would be awesome.
Mike, you did a good job. It's a tough game.
It is.
But you did better than Evan.
Yes, you did.
So who wins?
Hang on. I'm just writing a few more names down.
Okay.
And this is going to be when you get one wrong, you get disqualified. Still get to keep your points, like in your total points.
Okay.
But you're disqualified here.
From life.
All right. Chris, ready?
Yes, I won't fail my family.
Mike said,
He's back.
I'm here. I'm here.
No, we lost
you. Did the enforcers get you?
Yes, they did. Ox, Fancy Dan. Do I get bonus points for saying that?
Yes.
Yes,
I'll give you a point. Why not? Merry Christmas.
It's still one more than Evan.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's do this death match.
All right.
Let's get it on.
All right. So, Chris, are you ready?
I won't fail my family.
Again.
All or nothing. You get this wrong, you're out. And here, but you know, I'm also going, no one's going to get a point if they get it right. They just stay in the round.
Okay.
That's fair.
It's sudden death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Chris, Dr. Daedalus.
Can you spell it?
EEADALUS.
Batman, final answer.
Chris is still in.
Woo! Nice.
Jason, are you ready?
Yep.
Stegron.
Excuse me?
S-T-E-G-R-O-N. Stegron.
Stegron. I'm going to say Spider-Man.
Sorry, Jason, you are out.
He is Damn.
It's you and me, Chris.
Yeah, bring it.
Sean.
Let's do this.
Heretic.
Heretic?
Heretic. The Exorcist, the Heretic.
That sounds too dark to be a Spider-Man villain. I'm going to go Batman.
Sean, you are still in.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Chris, I'm coming up at you.
Please don't.
All right, Chris.
All right, let's do this.
Foreigner.
The band?
Yep.
Foreigner. I'm going to say Spider-Man.
Chris, you're still in.
Oh my god. Oh. I'm like sweating balls over here.
This is so tense.
Sean.
Yes.
Talia Head.
Wait, is this like Talia Al Ghul's head?
Talia Head.
Which is how Damian Wayne was conceived.
Is this a trick question? I feel like this is a trick question because I assume it's Talia Al Ghul, which would be nope. which would be Batman.
It's from the Marvel DC crossover comics. Duh.
Talia. Let me just do my fact check real quick.
Could you fact check this? Because this is such a weird.
Hold on, I didn't ask for fact checks when I went.
Yeah, he wouldn't give you just a trick question, John. Joe plays fair.
Oh, it's Talia.
Ah, oh, see, I knew it. Oh, Batman.
No, it doesn't count. Doesn't count. Damn it, I have to fucking do some shit right now real quick. Hang on.
Hey,
talk about something real quick.
Hey, Sean, in the meantime, can I show you a few podcasting mics I think are good and you can approve them?
Sure.
Thanks.
All right, I'm ready.
Whenever you're ready? Okay, here we go.
All right, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
King Kraken.
Like the Clash of the Titans?
Yup. Like, release the motherfucking Kraken.
I'm gonna say. God damn it. It sounds like a Killer Croc kind of person, and that's Batman, so I'm gonna go Batman.
Sean, you're still in.
Ooh.
Holy shit! Oh. My heart!
That's awesome.
Chris, are you ready?
Let's do it.
This is a death match.
Jezebel Jett.
Should be speaking about Joan Jett like that.
I'm going to say Batman.
Chris, you're still in.
Oh my god.
Sean, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do this.
Vermin.
Vermin?
Vermin.
I don't know. Spider-Man.
Yes.
Sean, you're still in.
Oh my god.
That's funny awful. Story. Vermin was in the first Amazing Spider-Man video game.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh. Sean, it sounds like you're trying to lose. You just can't.
I can't lose.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Yep.
Phosphorus Rex.
That's so dumb it has to be Spider-Man.
Chris, I'm sorry, it is a Batman villain. So Sean,
oh my god,
you win this round.
Sean. Wow. I have dishonored my family. I have to commit honorable seppuku.
Oh gosh.
In post, Sean, put audience clapping behind you. Woo! Yeah. Oh,
I just, what did I get, like 7 of them?
Sean.
Well, you only get 4 points.
I know, but still.
Sean, you got 5 bags of popcorn, my friend.
Oh,
this episode should be called The Showdown.
Yes.
All right, so Sean has won twice, and Jason has won one.
How many has Evan won?
None. So in that round, Chris, you received 3 points. Mike, you've received 2 because you did know the enforcers. You named a bunch of them. So the jury has decided to give you a point.
Yes.
Jason has 3 and Sean has 4. And overall, Sean is in the lead with 8. Jason's with 7. Benny and Chris both have 4. Mike has 2. Evan has none.
So you're saying there's a chance Evan could take the lead?
No. Unless everyone gets everything wrong.
The next 3 weeks of the podcast, everyone has food poisoning.
Yeah.
I mean, we just blew through a bunch of them. How many more do we have?
40.
I got to do like more digging here. Like, okay. I used up like a lot. Like,
okay.
I have to do more. I'm sure I'll find some.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, before we wrap up, guys, Joe, did you want to make a special announcement about the Blah Blah Liar contest?
Yeah, so it seems like we're getting some celebrity endorsement here, guys.
Yeah.
With the contest. You know, no one, not participation, mind you, but, you know, celebrity endorsements. A screenshot that was, who sent it to the group text?
That would be me.
That was Sean. It was a still from CNN where it says, 2016 race, Cruz Rubio. No, from Ted Cruz. Rubio and Trump scream liar, liar when challenged. So clearly Ted Cruz is a fan of the podcast here, and he's promoting the contest, the hashtag blah, blah, liar contest, where if you take a selfie of you watching Liar, Liar, you with the poster Liar, Liar, you with a picture of any of the cast from Liar, Liar, like the kid, maybe all grown up, and
not
like
actual, with, not actually with them, like on their
computer. Yeah, like a picture. Then just pull up a picture. You can pull up a picture of the type of car Jim Carrey drove when he was pulled over by the cop, and take a selfie with it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Just anything with the movie Liar Liar, and hashtag it blah blah liar, and you will receive a signed copy of the film Liar Liar, signed by us. Clearly, Ted Cruz wants to help get some people to do this, so please. Don't let what may be one of the top Republican candidates, or what is one of the top Republican candidates, down.
Very, very well said, my friend. Get on it, ladies and gentlemen. It is your American duty to send us a picture of you watching Liar Liar in any fashion, and then we will send you a copy of the DVD. Just tweet at blah blah pod one, BLAHBLAHPOD number 1 on Twitter. Hashtag blah blah liar. But definitely just tweet at it. Tweet anything at all. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Love the show. Here's a picture of my butt. I don't care.
Hashtag Ghostbusters.
Hashtag Ghostbusters. Email me, whatever. I just want
Chris Hemsworth's dick.
Well, that's for the other contest.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, let's put a bow on the end of this episode, my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to episode 48 of Blah Blog Podcast. We're almost at the big 50, the big 50, which I have no idea what we're doing.
Maybe I have an idea.
Okay, well, tell me off the air.
I will.
Okay, so I am Jason Green. You can follow me on Twitter at jgreen89, J-A-Y-G-R-E-N-89. Email me if you want to be on the show at jgreen89@gmail.com. Sean.
I did it. It worked.
It worked wonderfully.
I am at @the_Brack Show. If you want to come on the show and have me whip your ass at Spider-Man or Batman villain, I will do so. Also, the other contest that we have going on, hashtag blah blah hideous. You send me a shirtless photo of yourself, and I send you a copy of the movie Hideous on DVD.
Oh.
Okay, Chris.
Look. Who cares about Batman villains and whatever, you know? Hitmonkey, that's where it's at. So you can all just suck it. My name is Chris Holshue.
Don't be bitter, Chris.
I'm sorry. There's honor in losing, and I have proven that. And I can be found on the YouTubes at Hypnoification.
Cool. Okay, and Joe, did you want to plug anything or no?
I plugged the contest. That's all I really like to plug.
That's all you have.
That's all I need.
My boy. That was all I had. And Mike, our new best friend, Mike.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Facebook or anything like that?
I do. I have a slight social media presence on Facebook and Instagram. The name is Mike Franz. That's FRANZ. Please feel free to follow me or add me on Facebook.
Are you any relation to Franz Ferdinand?
I am, actually. He was my great, 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 great uncle.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
I was very sad to hear he died.
I love his band. They make good music.
Me too. Me too. Oh.
Well, that was fun, guys. We will see you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, next week we will be spoiling Deadpool and the new horror movie, The Witch. So be prepared. Okay, I'm Jason Green, signing out. Goodbye.